Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
And welcome, everybody, to another edition of Cavs HQ. I am John Michael, alongside the Spanish voice of the Cavaliers, and also, maybe more notably right now, the Spanish voice of the Cleveland Browns. It is Rafa Hernandez Brito. Good to see you, buddy. Off another win with the Browns.
I helped that ball go through the upright. Yes, you know, I was pulling it. It was right in front of my foot.
Yeah. As somebody who I know is crediting himself for both victories and the tie, it was good to see. What a game, man. Nice to see at home. They pick up a win on Sunday. They win in the AFC North.
Yes, and against the first-place team.
Yeah, the team that really took care of the Steelers on national television in Pittsburgh just last week.
And this is something that I talked about on the broadcast with my partner, Octavio. Everything that you heard going into the game was about the Ravens' defense, how they had not allowed a touchdown in the second half, how they had only allowed 9 points in the second half in four games. And I thought it was going to be like a defensive duel, because the defensive unit for the Browns had to step up to that level to help the offense, right?
And they did. I'd say so.
It was unbelievable to see how the young guys for the Browns, I think, if you think about it, because, you know, Myles Garrett still only basically hasn't played a full season yet.
Right.
This was his 12th game. He's up to 5 sacks already, leading the league. You know, another awesome game by the Ohio State University defensive hero,
Denzel
Ward. He's just doing it all over the field. Yep. And you know, Baker Mayfield, once that 2-minute offense came into play, he showed what he can do.
Isn't it funny how it's the little things sometimes? Denzel Ward's a perfect example. You get that block kick. You need that kind of thing. I mean, just to get this team over the top. You know, they lost so many close games over the last couple of seasons. It was, you know, it hurts. And then, you know, you get some playmakers. You get a sack here. You get a turnover. A lot of turnovers this season so far. Boy, it's been special to watch.
They have more interceptions already than they had last year. And again, going back to the moment, a tie would have been okay, we didn't lose, but that's the kind of game that can either make you or break you. And I think that the winds of change are coming, because these guys are really creating something special here. I know that the Browns fans are going to support the team, you know, win, lose, or tie.
Right.
But the way that they've been doing, the way that they, I think, have been getting better and working, and nobody's talking about it, because in a way, outside of Cleveland, it's still kind of like a joke to talk about the Browns winning, because, hey, you know what? They lost all games last season, but they are one of the best defensive units in the league, and if the offensive side gets together and they get a little contribution from the special teams unit, which haven't done much this year, I think they're going to be a very dangerous team.
Yeah, outside of the Oakland game, I mean, that defense has been fantastic. So they're driving down in overtime, right? I think everybody's, you know, saying to Hugh, let's get some more yards here.
Yeah.
We see all these kickers missing all over the league. Mason Crosby missed five kicks.
Mason Crosby missed
5 kicks on Sunday. Chris Boswell can't hit anything for the Steelers. He missed another extra point just last week. So as they're getting ready, they're getting set up. What are you thinking right before that Phil Negro, Tim Wakefield field goal for the Browns?
You know, even though he was right in front of our booth, he was hard to see.
Oh, it's hard to see on TV.
He was hard to see. Like, I didn't know what happened, but he seemed to get a hold of the kick. But then the next thing, it was like 3 inches over there. And obviously, everybody was celebrating. I was thrown off because the ref and Hugh Jackson and some of the coaches were calling the players off the field, and I saw the clock.
After
the field goal, you had 2 seconds. I was like, "What happened? It didn't go through." I called it as a Browns win, but then I was like, "Wait a minute! They're telling the players to get off the field." Obviously, it was overtime, sudden death. The game is over. So then I saw that replay. It had to happen that way, I guess.
The whole game was set up for that, right? Everybody was holding their breath. You could feel it, you know, in our house, everywhere. You could just sense that this game has been so wild. What else could happen? And sure enough, it's a knuckleball.
I would say it ends up going right through. I had something to do with it, of course, but I will share some credit with the possum.
With what?
You know that story that's going, the guy that caught the possum at the stadium?
For
the
Jets game? Yeah.
Well, they had him yesterday at the stadium, and he led the Brown, woo.
Yeah. They had him out on the field.
They had him on the field, and they had the video. They had the video of him.
Like, I didn't know that.
It's the Bradley Possum.
I see. Speaking of videos, another video surfaced of a particular Cavalier who was at the Browns game, who... give you a hint, he took his shirt off when the Browns won the game. That was nice to see. Jetty Osmond was up there with J.R. Smith.
And Jordan Clarkson went to his first ever football game.
Get out of here.
And he was very excited. I know, right? I can believe it from Jetty, but not from Jordan. But yeah. Both of them was the first football game, and they were both very excited.
Yeah.
They were treated to a very good ending. And I must say, undefeated at home for the Browns, and 2-0 when JR takes his shirt off.
Yep, they were up there in the suite. Did you see Marcus Smart? Was he up in the suite?
No, he was outside.
Oh. Yeah. JR told him to wait out there. He said he might be out there. How about that? And the Cavaliers, of course, opening up the season with a couple of games against the Celtics, a couple of wins by the Cavaliers, wire-to-wire wins.
Both wins.
I might add, but the game at the Q on Saturday, a dust-up took place originally between J.R. Smith and Aaron Baines. J.R. shoved Baines. They were facing each other, I might add, and then Marcus Smart came from behind. And hit J.R. in the back, got himself ejected, and it led to some social media exchanges, let's say, after the game.
And he was still a little hot after the game,
Marcus
Smart. I didn't understand. I can only relate it to the fact that, especially him and the guys that have been with the Celtics for the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, he's the longest tenured.
They got a big thorn on their side when it comes to facing the Cavaliers.
unfortunately,
for them, they might not even get a chance to beat us when it's going to count. Let's say, I hope they do to beat us in the conference final, because that would be the only way to get something out of it, but not in preseason. They were playing like it was a playoff game, which is fine for them. And I got to ask you something. I commented it to myself on the broadcast on Omega.
Nothing wrong with that. Working by yourself is
nothing wrong with that. Brad Stevens sending some kind of message to his players, having them in the third quarter? The starters were like, starters on second unit, they were playing deep into when we already had our second. I don't know. I was trying to figure out if it was a message for them not playing hard enough or
what. It's a good question. And for those who maybe aren't as familiar with NBA preseason basketball, I know that's not the biggest draw in the world. It's a lot like the football preseason, where typically coaches kind of figure out, all right, we're going to play our first units for the first quarter, then we're going to play our second unit for the second and third, and then the guy's trying to catch on somewhere in the fourth quarter. So usually it's pretty similar. You rarely see first units going against second units.
Especially on the last game of the postseason for the Celtics.
For the preseason,
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Right. That was the final. That game on Saturday was their final preseason game. Even in the first game on Tuesday in Boston, Brad Stevens late. I mean, as the Cavs were running the Celtics in the second half, he came back with a couple of regulars when the Cavs had players 16 through 20 out there on the floor. Same thing happened on Saturday. And I don't know if he was trying to send a message or what. I think, frankly, I mean, Brad Stevens is very competitive. And it's interesting. He has this choir boy persona. But you don't win all those games at Butler. You don't win and have the respect of all of these guys with the Celtics at the NBA level as a choir boy. I mean, that was kind of the old Mike Krzyzewski thing. Oh, look at this nice guy. But, it's, you figure out Mike Krzyzewski is a terror in practices. and Brad Stevens can be the same way. And I frankly think that losing the way he did in both of those games didn't sit well, even though it was the preseason. I think if you're a Celtics fan, you just say, it's a preseason, who cares? Yeah. Cavs have gone through, believe me, over the last four seasons, stretches in the preseason where you just think, my goodness, if you're looking at this thinking this team's going to look this way, it's going to look ugly. But those two games were both surprising to me, not just in the way that the Cavs played so efficiently, but in the way that the Celtics at no point looked in sync. I mean, they didn't have Kyrie either game.
They haven't shot the ball well against us either.
Yeah, but outside of Kyrie and Gordon Hayward missing the second game, they had their full squad, and they played their full squad
against,
for a lengthy period of time.
And in some instances, against our second and third unit.
Right.
And
again, it's a preseason. Everybody understands that. We're not crowning this team the Cavs Eastern Conference champs. But what we're saying is, it was surprising to see. Even in the second game when the Cavs were resting four regulars, also David Nwaba was out of the lineup, they still looked fine and executed exactly the way they wanted to.
They did what they've been practicing on. I think that's always good. And then one more thing, what the hell was wrong with Marcus Smart? The fight wasn't even with him.
No.
And then he took two men, Tatum and Rozier, went down to the ground into the stands, trying to hold him down.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like Baynes and JR were in a, fighting. They were, they shoved. They got tangled and they shoved like any player would. But I don't know. I still don't understand what was it with Marcus Smart. Is there something that I'm missing that has a tail that I forget?
No, but Marcus Smart has a history of volatility. I mean, dating back to his days at Oklahoma State. I mean, last season he punched in a hotel room.
And he was out. Yeah, he was up a while.
He sliced his hand. He was out for a handful of weeks. So, and the assistant coaches were out there quickly to escort him off the floor, even before he was officially ejected. From the game, but
I felt
bad
like,
blood still brewing.
I felt like Iverson on my broadcast. I was like, it's preseason. We're talking about preseason, man.
A little bit, exactly. And again, I think your point is well taken. I think the Celtics still have something bugs them about the Cavaliers,
about
not just the last couple of seasons, but maybe heading into this season as well. It should be fun to watch as this season unfolds. All right, we're going to step away for just a moment. Be back to talk a little bit more about the Cavaliers and their start to this particular season. We have a lot to talk about, Rafa, some of the new players, some of the incumbents. It's all straight ahead right here on Cavs HQ.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Cleveland! Cavs basketball is back, and so are the fan favorite giveaways and unique theme nights at the Cube. This year's promotional schedule features 4 bobbleheads, family fun nights, Bud's night out, and so much more. Don't miss out on all the fun. Head to cavs.com/promos to see the complete schedule and get your tickets today. Cavaliers basketball, all for one, one for all.
John, your last chance to see him live on tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. All the hits in a spectacular new show. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at Quicken Loans Arena Box Office, online at theqarena.com, or charge by phone. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Don't miss the last time to see Elton John live on tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
And we're back on Cavs HQ, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito. On the other side of the break, Rafa, we were talking about the Browns victory, J.R. Smith being present at the Browns victory and being present shirtless at the Browns victory. No surprise there, as he enjoyed the game with Jetty Osman, also with Jordan Clarkson.
And Jordan Holland was there too.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, Mr. Holland Opus.
We were able to catch up with all of those guys at Media Day, the day before Cavs camp began, which allowed us to do a segment that takes a little bit of explaining. Our producer Leo Simone came up with that. I thought it was a great idea, and the idea stemmed from watching Kevin Love, who had been nationally all over the place the last 2 months, right?
Yeah.
answering the same questions over and over and over. By the end, we could answer, you know, the questions because we've seen Kevin answer them time and time again. So the segment was called Somebody Else's Questions. Good idea, right?
I love it. Yeah. I think we'll feature all the players during the season, and then at the end, I want to do like John Michael's questions.
You want to answer my question?
I want to answer your question.
All right, you can do that. It's
or like Joe G's question.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be so intriguing. Tuned in. Locked into that show.
Yeah.
Another great idea. But so the idea is that we had a player, right? And that player got to select an envelope which contained...
Yeah, we allowed them to select. They chose. Yeah.
Right. What teammate he wanted to answer questions for as that particular teammate. Make sense?
Yes.
Right? So... Rodney Hood, we were able to talk to Rodney. A laid-back Rodney Hood, right? Didn't he seem a lot, I don't know, breezier than he was a couple of months ago when obviously things are intense in the playoffs, but Rodney seemed to be in a good place coming into this season, didn't he?
I think he likes his position.
Well, yeah.
Because he likes the fact that he's going to be
a
difference maker
he's
here.
He's going to score now.
He's going to get his chances to be Rodney Hood.
Last year, Rodney, you score 8 points, you score 10 points, you don't turn the ball over, fine.
Yeah.
This year, we cannot have Rodney Hood scoring 8 to 10 points.
He's going to be a focal point. You know how we always question about who's going to be the second highest scorer after Kevin Love? Mm. Because everybody assumes it's going to be Kevin Love.
Good candidate.
He should be one of them.
He should be. He's a good candidate. So he selected, a lot of people selected this guy. He selected J.R. Smith.
Yeah.
Which, again, wasn't a huge surprise to us. So we caught up with Rodney. Here are our questions to Rodney. Other people's questions. This is Rodney Hood as J.R. Smith.
So, J.R., tell us about your first experience being shirtless in public.
it was fun. You know, I mean, just, you know, just, you know, being shirtless. My mom said I look good shirtless. My wife said I look good shirtless. So, that's what I'm going to keep doing.
What is your favorite tattoo, J.R.?
My favorite tattoo would probably be the recent one. I got a Supreme on my calf muscle. I think it's legendary. You know, that's what I'm about, being legendary.
And if there's one you regret getting?
the one I regret is probably my, I don't know, probably my neck tattoos, because I want to be a lawyer after I'm done playing basketball.
Are you going to be trying out for the PGA Seniors Tour when you retire from the NBA, along with being a lawyer?
Yeah, I definitely am. You know, I've been tricking all the NBA fans saying I can play. So, you know, after I'm done, I'm going to, you know, continue to take IG pictures, even though I can't play.
You took your shirt off for the Browns win this past week. What else would make you take your shirt off?
I don't know. Just waking up in the morning, taking my shirt off. Coming to practice, taking my shirt off.
That seemed to work out all right, didn't it?
I wasn't sure
if it was going to work, and then I think it did.
I wasn't until this is like a little preview for what we're going to see. A lot of them really wanted to channel their inner teammate, you know?
Right. We're going to air some of these on the TV side when we get back, once the season starts rolling again. That might have been some of the funniest.
That was probably the funniest. You know what it is, too? Aside from being somebody else's question, obviously the point of the plan of the tryout, I guess, to see if they can do something else, it was the fact that they had been going around on media day
answering the same freaking questions.
Right. So now they get to our table,
with,
you know, usually the serious guy, they know. And they seem like, oh, I like it. Yeah, there were some of them that had even took chances at 2-3 teammates.
Right. Like Tristan Thompson, like, who not surprisingly picked J.R. Smith.
J.R. Smith,
and
yes.
Before he started said, can you beep some of these?
Yeah.
Because otherwise I can't accurately do J.R. Smith.
But I have to tell you about Swish. I always told you, and you and I have talked about this, when he came into, we were in Oakland for the regular season when he was traded to the Cavs,
right.
and we were in the middle of that West Coast trip.
Smith and Schumper came from the Knicks.
Yeah, Schumper and Mozgov walking around the lobby of the hotel, and then the picture of him taking the physical with the roof, part of the ceiling taken out
so
he
could
fit in the incline treadmill. Well, and we always said this, like a month or two later, I said to you, you know, if you had told me that 2 months from the time JR came to the team, I was gonna tell you that JR is my favorite Cavalier, I would have said you're crazy, because I didn't know him. And we had talked about how We see these guys when we're on the road, but we never really get a chance to.
And JR, of course, maligned for various reasons throughout his career. He just had the the shoe untying.
He is the funnest guy to be around.
JR Smith, one of a kind. We're going to step away and have more on Cavs HQ right after this.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Cavs basketball is back, and so are the fan-favorite giveaways and unique theme nights at the Cube. This year's promotional schedule features 4 bobbleheads, family fun nights, Bud's night out, and so much more. Don't miss out on all the fun. Head to Cavs.com/promos to see the complete schedule and get your tickets today. Cavaliers basketball, all for one, one for all.
Come on, we're gonna be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am, and you can be one too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/ebill to get started.
Need a new mattress? Come check out the great deals at Levin's Columbus Day Mattress Sale. Sealy Firm Queen Sets, just $2.98. And for one of our greatest offers in years, get a Sealy Luxury Firm Fuller Queen Mattress with a free power base for the unheard-of price of just $5.99. Our lowest price ever. Plus, receive a free 50-inch HD TV with your Tempur-Pedic purchase. You have to see these deals to believe them. The Columbus Day Mattress Sale at Levin's.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And we welcome you back to Cavs HQ. Only one preseason game remaining for the Cavaliers. The Cavs will take on the Pistons on the campus of Michigan State University. That takes place on Friday, and then off to the regular season we go as the Cavs open north of the border that next Wednesday as they take on Kawhi Leonard and the Toronto Raptors. The first preseason game at home, Rob, it took place on Saturday against the Boston Celtics. It marked the return of a fan favorite. It was Channing Frye.
It's either between Jerry and Channing, but I think Channing because Jerry is just the...
Different ends of the spectrum of fan favorites, right?
Yeah, it's like...
One with a budding career and one enjoying... And no, that's not... I'm not sticking it to Channing, but he's in the twilight, the sunset of a terrific career that's been a number of different teams, and I think it was clear just by the reaction in the queue how fans have appreciated him and just... Not just what he does on the floor, but what he's been to this organization and been in the locker room over the last couple of seasons.
And when we get to see it during practices as well, what Channing is
very
able
important.
To do.
Very important.
You know, he doesn't really play. He doesn't know if he's going to play 2 minutes or play 30 minutes, which could be the case down the road. But Channing Frye is the type of guy that comes in. He's always got a smile. He always keeps everybody smiling in practice. And you can see when he makes a shot or he throws an air ball in practice, everybody gets on him. And then he makes the basket, everybody roots for him. And you mentioned when he came in against the Celtics on Saturday, got a great reception from the fans.
Yeah, he definitely did.
And he tweeted that. He tweeted about that. He said, you know, to all the fans that came out tonight, I have to seriously say thank you for the applause. It means a lot to me to wear the Cavs jersey and to be a part of this community. You know, thanking the fans because he really wanted to come back. And a big reason of wanting to come back was Cleveland. Mm-hmm. He enjoyed his time here. He even had, you know, his family grew when he was here in Cleveland. So even Dan Gilbert got into the in the social media
with
Channing Frye, saying there is zero doubt that Channing Frye is one of the league's best representatives of character and professionalism. The entire franchise and all of Cleveland is excited to have Channing back at the Cube. And I think we all agree with that, no?
Yeah, no question about it. Channing, one of the veterans on this team, one of the guys, you know what you're going to get out of Channing Frye, out of Tristan Thompson, out of George Hill, out of Kyle Korver, guys who got the night off outside of Channing Frye on that Saturday night. What this camp has been about is some of the new guys. And when we get to the second half of this show, that's where we're going to focus. In particular, two guys trying to get into the rotation, Sam Decker,
yep.
David Nwaba. Boy, what a showing by Nwaba in his first game in Boston. Two guys who have a legit chance to break into the rotation this year. We'll talk about those two. We'll talk about the rest of the roster when we come back on Cavs HQ.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Phil Collins, not dead yet. Live this October. Legendary artist, limited date. October 18th, Quicken Loans Arena. On sale now. Tickets available online at theqarena.com. Phil Collins, live.
Cavs basketball is back, and so are the fan favorite giveaways and unique theme nights at the Cube. This year's promotional schedule features four bobbleheads, family fun nights, Bud's night out, and so much more. Don't miss out on all the fun. Head to cavs.com/promos to see the complete schedule and get your tickets today. Cavaliers basketball, all for one, one for all.
Metallica World Wired Tour, live. Friday, February 1st, Quicken Loans Arena. Hardwired to self-destruct. Metallica. Buy tickets at theqarena.com. The venue box office, all Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart locations are by phone. World Wired Tour.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which
Metallica.
I desire.
Metallica.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
On Tuesday, October 2nd, students from Washington Park Environmental Studies Academy put down their pens and pencils and picked up shovels and wheelbarrows instead. The Cleveland area teens spent the day at Cleveland Metro Park's Brookside Reservation instead of their usual classrooms, helping the Cleveland Cavaliers and PWC plant dozens of trees as part of the Trees for Threes program. The day kicked off with Cavs in-arena host Ahmad welcoming everyone, followed by multiple VIPs addressing the group. The students were entertained by members of the Cavalier Girls, Scream Team, and Moondog, and were able to mingle with legend Campy Russell. Then the digging, mulching, and watering began. Volunteers from the Cavs, PWC, the Davy Tree Expert Company, Western Reserve Land Conservancy, Holden Forests and Gardens, and Cleveland Metro Parks joined the students to plant 60 of the 461 trees from the 2017-18 season. More than 2,100 trees have now been planted over the five seasons of the Trees for Threes program.
Welcome back to Cavs HQ for the second half of the show alongside Rafa Hernandez Brito, the Spanish voice of the Cavs and Browns. I am merely John Michael. It is great to have you with us here this evening. Rafa, at this time last year, as we got ready for the regular season, there was virtually only one question in terms of starting lineup and in terms of rotation. That lone question was who was going to start at the two, at the shooting guard spot. Would it be J.R. Smith? Would it be Dwayne Wade? The answer was Dwayne Wade, but only for three games. J.R. was back in the starting lineup in game four. By contrast, this season, there are multiple questions. I think in terms of the starting lineup, coaching staff has a general idea who they're going to want in that starting lineup. But if you ask me, rotation spots 6 through 10, there was a lot up for grabs. I think before, you know, the first 20 or 30 games of the season, we may see 12, 13 different players get up into that rotation depending upon the matchups. And a lot is at stake. A lot of young guys looking for a position, a lot of young guys with something to prove heading into the regular season.
And the most important thing in there is you're right. The starting lineup might probably be already settled, and they know how they want to start the game. But I think what's going to be in play is minutes.
Sure.
Because the way the Cavaliers want to play this upcoming season, which is run and gun, rebound and push, you're going to have to be in really good shape, and you're going to have to really perform and execute it. Because one thing is to run and gun, but you have to be in control. We have seen instances where even Coach Lou said after the game last Saturday against Boston that he wanted to see more. You know, we took some bad shots, and it was kind of a result of wanting to push the ball too much, or maybe not used to it yet, and, you know, the chemistry between the players on the court. So that, I think the minute is what's really going to be in play the first 20 games of the season, who's going to be in the coach's eye or in the coach's mind when it comes to this. We have talked about how big the rotation is going to be. Is it going to be 9? Is it going to be 10? But we definitely have young guys and players who have shown the desire to make it difficult for the coaching staff and when it comes to rotation.
I'll tell you what was fun. That game Saturday, Cavs rested a bunch of starters, mm-hmm. a bunch of regulars, a bunch of veterans. But to see that quote-unquote second unit start the game and really get the rotation minutes, a second unit consisting of Colin Sexton, Larry Nance, Jordan Clarkson, J.R. Smith sprinkled in there, who looked terrific in that first game. It's been fun to watch. Rodney Hood was in there as well, Jetty, of course, too. They have seemed to gel together well, at least for this point in the season, and to see those guys working out there together. That's the group from which you're going to get your rotation players most likely. I'd throw David Nwaba into that mix as well, but these are the players who are competing basically for those minutes of which you spoke.
Yes, and then you saw also Isaiah Taylor, who had a much better game in the second game against the Celtics than he did in the first, in the opening of the preseason. So I think, you know, he's still also going to be looking for minutes. You know, you mentioned Nwaba. I still think he's the most athletic guy on the team, and he had the night off, but, you know, we'll see how Sam Decker playing in that position and backing up a big guy on the team. I think it's going to be important to see how he manages his health, which has been probably his biggest problem during his young career. But hopefully here with the training staff, and they'll keep him healthy for the rest of the season.
In terms of Isaiah Taylor, I think he's your third point guard. I think he's on this team. I think he's your third point guard. I think it's George Hill, Colin Sexton, and Isaiah Taylor. Sam Decker, big question. Where is he going to play? Is he going to be a backup three? Is he going to be a backup four? How many rotation minutes will he get? We had a chance to catch up with Sam at Media Day, and let's take a listen to that.
Sam, first off, welcome aboard. Welcome to Northeast Ohio.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's good to be here.
Active off-season, I understand.
Yes.
You got married?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Very active off-season. Like you said, with a wedding and and all those festivities. But we were able to sneak a lot of hoops in there, too. So we had a fun summer. Long summer, not making the playoffs in LA for the first time of my career. So a little more downtime than I'm used to, so I'm ready to get going.
Now, I understand with the wedding, your ties to another NBA personality and Kevin Harlan, right?
Yeah. he's in the business. It's funny, it's still about like halfway through the year when my teammates usually figure that out.
And then, so don't tell anybody.
No, it's all good. It's all good. But yeah, when we're in Houston, Coach D'Antoni used to always, if he had an interview, he'd always make some sort of joke at me, like, your future dad's here, you know. So, but it's good. He always, you know, he always keeps it professional, and he's a voice of the NBA.
Sure, yeah.
You know, among the players in the NBA, it's like a big fraternity, and I was really, really happy to see how the welcoming you got. Mm-hmm. When your signing was announced, especially for Larry Nance, who claimed you were like the dirtiest player in the NBA.
Well, Larry's dirtier than me.
Let's just get that out there. Right?
Just tell it. But it actually, yeah, it was a great reception I got from Cavs fans. Made me feel very good from the jump. We've had a great couple months now here with the team and getting to know everybody. I've fit in well, and things have been going great, playing well, feeling healthy, which is, you guys know how important feeling healthy is, especially in an off season, and just nothing to battle there.
Right.
And being back in the Midwest, from Wisconsin, kind of the Big Ten belt here, so a lot of people know me here for good, better, and for worse. But it's good to be back. Feels like more like home here, and just ready to get going, and very excited for the opportunity here.
We have a segment that we call Basketball Memories.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just let's start with this. Do you have a role model, favorite NBA player growing up?
Favorite NBA player growing up was probably Ray Allen when he was at the Bucks, and Jason Williams when he was in Sacramento.
Nice. Most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you on the court?
My first year in Houston when I tripped on a fast break. And
we thought you might say that.
Yeah.
You might have seen that.
Madison Square, one of the most famous arenas in the world, and people still.
At least you did it in the big.
Yeah, if I tweet anything, if I put any picture up, someone will say like, "Don't trip," or like, "Wow, you didn't trip." Like, I'm like, "Oh, very original."
But. And you had an idea about replacing the big banner.
Yes. I think that would be great, and everyone could get a laugh every time they went by it. So, but I think it's best to own it instead of just running away from it.
Sneakers are big nowadays. What was your first pair of sneakers?
The first pair of sneakers I had, big time sneakers. Yeah, Jordan 13s. When I was at, I think I was six, I got a pair because my brother was older than me, and he loved his shoes. So he made sure when my first organized basketball game, I had to have a cool pair of shoes on. So he made sure that happened.
This is one of the questions I added to this thing. Mm-hmm. So don't blame the producer for this. What team has the most annoying mascot?
Most annoying mascot. Ooh, there's a lot. I mean, there's a difference between annoying and like being over the top.
Right.
I always get a kick out of a guy like Benny the Bull because he's always like throwing stuff all over the place. But man, off the top of my head, I don't know really about an annoying mascot.
Have you ever gotten into any altercation with the mascots? Because I know there's a couple of them.
They go a little far. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget where we were playing, but there was one guy, he wouldn't get off the court before like tip off or something, and I told him, because he was standing where I usually stand to get ready for a game. I was like, could you move? No, could you get off the court, please?
Oh, come on!
And finally, I had to kind of cuss him out. I was like, get off the. I'm trying to get myself ready here.
So you did have an altercation with a mask.
I mean, I just had to let him know, like, please move.
Right. Hey, great stuff, Sam. Yeah. Welcome to Cleveland.
I appreciate it. Thanks,
you,
guys.
Best of luck this year.
Thanks so much.
Take care, man.
Yep.
Nice young man, isn't he, Sam Decker? I think he's excited. I don't want to speak for where he was in Houston or with the Clippers in LA, but it almost seems, doesn't it, that he's ready for a change of scenery?
I think he was stuck in a bad situation, he didn't get the opportunity to.
Yeah, not bad organization in terms.
No. In a bad situation in terms of fitting the rotation, in terms of fitting the system, and I think he's coming in here where obviously we went out and got him because we see a need for him. For the type of game that T. Lou and his staff want to play, so I think it'd be great. The best part about it is that he fits the Caps HQ profile. He makes fun of himself.
For this show,
when you talked about when he, the first thing he did when he came to Cleveland was offer an option to replace the big banner in front of the Q, and it was him falling on his face on that famous or infamous fast break after a steal at Madison Square Garden, nonetheless.
More than famous, infamous. Right?
Yeah, so I like the fact that you can actually make fun of Sam because he makes fun of himself. Yeah. So that's always safe.
For those who aren't familiar, the infamous play that we were talking about, he's at Madison Square Garden. He basically not only stumbles
on himself. Well, he stole the ball. Great defensive play.
But basically, he spikes the ball off his head before it manages to get up to the baseline. Hey, nice addition. Great young man. Good to have aboard. I'm interested to see how it shakes out for Sam Dekker as this season progresses. We'll take a break. We're going to have David Nwaba on the other side of the break talk about some more of the young guys when we come back.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Cleveland! Cavs basketball is back, and so are the fan favorite giveaways and unique theme nights at the Cube. This year's promotional schedule features four bobbleheads, family fun nights, Bud's night out, and so much more. Don't miss out on all the fun. Head to Cavs.com/promos to see the complete schedule and get your tickets today. Cavaliers basketball, all for one, one for all.
Stevie Nicks, Christine McVie, John McVie, Mick Fleetwood, Neil Finn, Mike Campbell, Fleetwood Mac. Friday, October 26th, Quicken Loans Arena. The legacy continues with all the songs you know and love. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com, venue box office, or by phone. The Mac is back. Fleetwood Mac.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Cleveland! Cavs basketball is back, and so are the fan favorite giveaways and unique theme nights at the Cube. This year's promotional schedule features four bobbleheads, family fun nights, Bud's night out, and so much more. Don't miss out on all the fun. Head to Cavs.com/promos to see the complete schedule and get your tickets today. Cavaliers basketball, all for one, one for all.
We are back here on Cavs HQ on the other side of the break. We talked about one of the newcomers to the Cavaliers in Sam Dekker. Another one, Rafa, who is opening some eyes is David Nwaba. Game one in Boston, 12 minutes, 4-5 from the field, a dozen points. And he wasn't brought to this team.
Flashy.
Wasn't brought to this team to score points. He was brought to this team primarily to defend, give this team some grit on the perimeter. And boy, what a first showing for him.
And again, that is one guy that fits perfectly in the system that the Cavs want to play this year, which is run, rebound, and push it. They don't want to walk the ball up the court, and that fits perfectly for David Nwaba. I think he showed in the first game that obviously he got some spring in his feet. He got
nice
the energy,
yeah.
and that is what they need. And remember, he brings the defensive effort
to this
team. And that's what's going to get him the job, I think.
I think so, too. I don't think there's any secret. I mean, we've said this before. This team needed some more grit, some more edge, some more grind on that defensive end, on the perimeter. And that's basically who David Nwaba is.
Yeah.
That's why this team went out and got him during free agency.
And that is what he's going to bring to the table, I think. That's why he's going to – again, we're talking about – gaining minutes, playing minutes, getting into that rotation, and the way the Cavs want to play, which is run the ball, he can play defense, he can get to that ball, and then he can run up the other way. And he showed it on the first game of the preseason that he fits perfectly.
He's not a man of many words. We just met him. Soft-spoken for the most part.
Nice guy, though.
Really nice guy.
Yeah.
We had a chance to catch up with him at Media Day as well, and take a listen.
I have to tell you, I'm happy to see this guy in wine and gold now. It seems like every time we're in Chicago, you're playing well against the Cavs. I mean, having big, big-time games against the Cavs. Welcome to Northeast Ohio.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
How did the summer go? I mean, take us through the process. Obviously, you and the Cavs connected. They wanted you to be here. How did that go? How did that play out for you over the summer?
Yeah, I was in free agency. Mm-hmm. I didn't get too much word from other teams. But, you know, the Cavs reached out, and, you know, I couldn't turn down the offer. So,
were you excited about the fact that not only, obviously, you have been doing well in the NBA, but the Cavs were very interested in what you bring to the team in terms of your defensive effort and basically what John just said, the fact that you always play so well against the Cavs. So they're expecting that from you coming over to the Cube.
Yeah, I mean, I was very surprised, you know, just a winning team, and they saw the value in me and what I bring to the team. So definitely happy, you know, that they reached out to me, and I hope to contribute and hopefully get back to, you know, the winning.
And obviously the weather in Cleveland had a lot to do with saying yes, because you wanted to keep it constant, like in Chicago.
Well, I'm originally from L.A., so I'm still not used to all this, but it'll take some time.
So we do something that we call basketball memories, all right? Okay. So just a series of quick questions. Who was your favorite NBA player when you were a kid?
Being from L.A., it was definitely Kobe Bryant.
Is that right?
So, yeah.
What's your favorite nickname, like, for other players? Like, your favorite professional nickname? You know, like...
Just college teammates gave me the nickname Young Sav. So it stuck with me throughout college. But I thought it was a cool nickname.
All right. Biggest shot you ever made?
Biggest shot? I never hit any buzzer beaters, but just helped contribute to winning a game.
Do you remember the first game in the NBA? What was going through your head?
Yeah, I definitely did. I was in the D League, got a called up, and I think the next 2 days I had a game, and I don't think I slept the night before. And it was against the Hornets. I probably played about 5 minutes, but it felt like 20. Just straight adrenaline.
Drenching sweat.
Yeah, just straight adrenaline and just playing hard. Yeah.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you on the court?
I would say it was my first shot. I don't think you touched the rim, just straight backboard. But it all went up from there. So
are you a sneaker guy? I mean, could you all you guys have styles and sneakers?
No, I don't think I'm a sneaker guy. As far as basketball kicks on the court, I find one shoe that I like and I stick with it the whole year. So
what was your first pair of sneakers? Like your first pair of basketball sneakers?
I believe it was Hirachi's. Yeah. So.
Great. Hey, yeah. Welcome to Cleveland, man.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
For this.
Thank you.
Take Enjoy
care.
The weather, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was right after that game in Boston where David Nwaba made his Cavalier preseason debut. Tyronn Lue was asked about his play, and he came right out and said, "I think this is a rotation player."
It is. And again, that's what preseason game is all about. I keep saying it on my broadcast. For those of you who think that this game don't mean anything, it might not mean anything in the standings, but it means a lot to the guys you see from the second quarter on, because they're looking not only for jobs, but then they're looking to stick in the job and look for minutes. And I think, you know, between Isaiah Taylor and David Nwaba, you know, we've seen Billy Preston that, you know, play some minutes as well. We know he's going to start with his two-way contract with John Holland in Canton. But for the guys who came here as free agents, like Taylor and Nwaba, they really want to show the coaching staff that they can bring something to that to those 40 minutes play.
Which, as we alluded to, is in stark contrast to anything we had seen in the last four seasons, which again is okay. I mean, that was a veteran-laden team on purpose, by design. That's what you get. But now it's different player development, and this is part of that. As we're here in the preseason, getting ready for game number one next week.
And by the way, I told Phil Handy, who is now with Toronto, that you have mentioned on Caps HQ that there was no player development the last 4 years. And he said, LeBron James was developed. Kyrie Irving was developed when I was there.
They were already developed?
He was being developed. During his tenure here, developed. I agree with you, Coach.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure you sent me on the road. Then I stand corrected. Yeah. Phil Handy developed both Kyrie Irving and LeBron James. We're gonna run into Phil. He was a fun part of this team, of this show.
Hard worker.
Yeah, of this show. Over the last couple of seasons, he now is an assistant with Toronto Cavs, Raptors, north of the border to kick off the season next Wednesday night. We will step away, be back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ right after this.
Need a new mattress? Come check out the great deals at Levin's Columbus Day Mattress Sale. Sealy Firm Queen Sets, just $2.98. And for one of our greatest offers in years, get a Sealy Luxury Firm Fuller Queen Mattress with a free power base for the unheard-of price of just $5.99. Our lowest price ever. Plus, receive a free 50-inch HD TV with your Tempur-Pedic purchase. You have to see these deals to believe them. The Columbus Day Mattress Sale at Levin's.
The Eagles, live in concert.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Performing over four decades of hits.
Take it to the limit.
Quicken Loans Arena, Saturday, October 20th.
Life in the fast lane.
Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The Eagles, Hotel California. The 40th Anniversary Deluxe Edition is available everywhere now. For more, check eagles.com.
Come on, we're gonna be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec, I gotta find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Cavs basketball is back, and so are the fan-favorite giveaways and unique theme nights at the Q. This year's promotional schedule features 4 bobbleheads, family fun nights, Bud's night out, and so much more. Don't miss out on all the fun. Head to Cavs.com/promos to see the complete schedule and get your tickets today. Cavaliers basketball, all for one, one for all.
And we're back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ as the Cavaliers at the end of this week will wrap up the preseason schedule. And we'll do so in East Lansing, Michigan, Rafa. The Cavs take on the Detroit Pistons on the campus of Michigan State, the Jack Breslin Students Events Center. Should be a fun one there. And then off we go into the regular season.
I requested permission to do the game from the Chrysler Arena in Ann Arbor, but I wasn't allowed. So I don't want to have to be on the other side of it.
Most of your requests are not granted. Since you come to the NBA.
another arena that I can cross off on my list. I never done a game from there.
That's right. That should be nice. I haven't either. Toronto is where we'll open up the
regular season. Weird beginning of the season, I think. Toronto and Minnesota.
I know we've never done that trip before. I know.
For sure. Minnesota is always in the West Coast trip, right?
Yeah, this is an odd start to the season. But, hey, we get to see the start, the debut of Kawhi Leonard as a Raptor. You brought this up. Minnesota.
We still don't know what's going to
happen. Is it going to be Jimmy Butler with the Timberwolves? One would guess not. But there's some resolving to be done. Out there, reports were that the Heat deal that wasn't in place but was being worked upon with the Timberwolves, poor Jimmy Butler, has fallen apart.
And by the way, they might have our point guard, our starting point guard from last season, starting Derek at the number Rose. Two position. They've been trying him out over there.
Derek Rose and Tom Thibodeau back together. How about that situation? Yeah. I mean, Tom Thibodeau's so excited to get Jimmy Butler there. Now all of a sudden, they finally make the playoff last season. Finally!
Yeah.
After years and years and years of being on the outside looking in, and then all of a sudden...
From trying to make it again, they're trying to at least get back what they gave for Butler.
Right. All of a sudden, your best player is gone. And in that deal, of course, Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, maybe the most important part of that, the rights to Lowry Markkanen,
who's going to
be one heck of a player. So, we'll see what happens in Minnesota. Cavs will get the Timberwolves in Game 2. Again, the preseason ends on Friday. You can listen to that game right here on the Cavs Radio Network. 6:30 is when the Huntington tip-off show begins for you on the 6:45. Should be fun. As off we go, Rafa. Preseason closing up shop and then into the regular season we go. Thanks for joining us, everybody. For Rafa, I'm John. We'll see you next week on Cavs HQ.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind. Saucy Brew Works, born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Having sold more than 100 million records worldwide, the iconic Cher returns. Here We Go Again Tour 2019, performing hits spanning her entire career. Quicken Loans Arena, February 6th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. Cher, the album Dancing Queen, is available everywhere now. For more, visit Cher.com.